Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. A tremendous Monday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley, and it is great coming off a huge Father's Day weekend here in the Natty. That's ghetto for Cincinnati. Those of us that live in the hood, like myself, understand that. It's the Natty. Anyway, it's great to have you with me and us and everybody inside Saturday Nation talking about your dream, talking about momentum. And what's old is new again, man. Everything works. I want to share that with you today on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to be back and better than ever. So I just heard a commercial on the radio. Whoa. If you don't remember that song, you're way too young to be listening to this show. Anyway, I don't listen to commercials. I hate commercials. I see commercials on TV. By the way, I watch no live TV unless it's sports. And arguably, if it's local, you would be hard-pressed to actually say we have a professional sports team with the Bengals and or the Cincinnati Reds. But I digress. If I'm watching sports, I got to watch it live. But I never, ever, ever, ever watch live television. Why? Because I don't want to watch any ads. That's why I watch Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, Showtime Video, Hala, hashtag Homeland, and yeah, anything online. YouTube, you got me for 3 seconds, 5 seconds, however long it takes to skip that ad at the beginning. So I am commercial-free in my life, but I just happen to be driving the Everyday Saturday Camry today that does not have satellite radio. By the way, in our enclave, it's satellite radio, no commercials. So I heard in the Camry that I was just driving in, I heard a commercial for, Than Merrill, is that the guy's name? He was flipped his house on A&E Network. Anyway, he's coming to our city. Yay! He's going to do a boot camp. Yay! 2 hours, and seats are limited. Translation, they're not limited. It's a huge cattle call. You could sign up 5 seconds before the thing started. Actually, you could come in a half hour late, and they'd still let you in the doors because they need butts in seats. And this is the way, and look, nothing. Look, I'm not even saying anything bad about it. I'm just telling you, this is what's going down. Whatever this thing is, it's going to be in Cincinnati. It's going to be in your town as well, whatever major city you live in. And they're going to come in. They're going to get a hotel for a couple of days. They're going to have a presentation around noon and another one at 6 on day one. And then they're going to have another presentation around noon and then around 6 on day two. They're going to have however many people, let's say 100 people in each session. That's 400. Out of that 400, they're going to close 5 to 10% of the room at $1,000 or $2,000 a pop. They're going to sell them into a boot camp on how to flip real estate. That's it. Now, the commercial sounds really sexy, and it's about, hey, I want to show you how to make money in your spare time. So what's that eliminate? The time objection. There's only two objections, time and money. Both are false. They're smoke screens. But anyway, he says, I'm going to show you how to flip houses in your spare time. So you don't even need time. Time? You don't need it. You got a job? Doesn't matter. I'll show you how to do it with a job. And then secondly, how to use other people's money. So you're not even using your money. You're using someone else's money, and you're not even have to really spend any time doing it. It's in your part time. So he eliminates time and money. Brilliant. Brilliant. So, but what's the catch? Well, the catch is you're going to go sit in this cattle call, and then they're going to close you after giving you after pumping you up for an hour to an hour and a half. They're going to then give you an opportunity to further your education. They're going to give you $10,000 in bonuses, close you at $997 into the next level. You come back in a month. They got their real estate gurus teaching, and then they close you in a higher level, and on it goes. When do they stop selling? When you stop buying. That's the way it works. Not bad. It's not controversial. It's a business model. That's all it is. They're allowed to make 25, 30% profit if they want to. I don't begrudge them that. And I actually came up through that system back in the day in 2002. That's what happened when I started my real estate career. I went to the same cattle call. Back in 2002, it was Russ Whitney that happened to be in town. Lucky me. Had two tickets. It was a Wednesday night, a rainy night in the Natty. And I went over to the Omni Netherland Plaza where they were hosting the cattle call. And I signed up for that $997 boot camp. And they let me bring a friend. Wasn't that nice of them? Now, why am I sharing all this? Like, Sam, dude, we're almost 6 minutes into this show. Where are you going with this? Where I'm going with this is this same revenue model that I just heard on the radio 5 minutes ago is the same one I used 16 years ago. Hell, I didn't use it. I was a part of it. I got sucked into the machine. I went to the cattle call, dropped a grand, went to the first level to learn. Then I bought the next level, which was Millionaire University, went down to Naples or Fort Myers, something like that, for 2 to 3 days of higher level training. Then I bought their next one called 20 Different Ways to Cash Flow or something like that. That was in Sarasota, all within a year. So I probably spent $5,000 on my real estate education. Did I use it? Heck yeah, I did. I ended up buying 40 rentals, which was great, using other people's money. But could I have, you know, done something else in my life? Sure. I mean, it's not like, you know, it did change my life just because the trajectory of my life changed pretty dramatically as a result of investing in real estate. But I say all this because people are like, hey, does that still work? Do webinars still work? Do teleseminars still work? Do ads still work? Video, it all works. It all works. If you work, if you actually have a message, here's the thing. All the time, people say, I don't know about podcasting. I need a microphone. I need equipment. I need a studio. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, 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 no. You don't need any of that. You need none of that. Let me tell you exactly what you need. By the way, I don't know if you're right now. It's a Monday. It's June 18th, 2018. Heck, you might be listening to this on a Tuesday or maybe even the weekend. Would you like every day to be Saturday? Would you like to finally fire the boss? Would you like to monetize what you are just super, uber passionate about and have our team take care of all the grunt work, the heavy lifting, the tech stuff while you and I coach one-on-one? If that's a, yeah, buddy, shoot me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Put coaching in the subject line. Tell me a bit about yourself, why we would be a good fit working together, and tell me what your dream is, all right? And then we'll go on from there. I'm looking, searching, north, south, east, and west, for the next great Every Day is Saturday testimonial, and I would love for it to be you, okay? sam@everydayissaturday.com. Send me an email. Coaching in the subject line. So getting back to podcasting, I happened to do what I would never do, and I went into the black hole of Facebook last week. And I guess I'm a member of this one podcasting community. And somebody in there asked the same old question of, hey, I need a studio. Does anybody know where I could find a good studio to host my equipment and my podcast? By the way, he doesn't have a podcast. And if he does, he just launched it because he didn't have any information about it. So let's say he just launched his podcast. And he's looking for a studio. So, of course, I couldn't help myself. I chimed in, which I never post in groups on Facebook because it does turn into a black hole. You go back and forth and back, and it ain't worth it. It's a time vampire, and you can't get the time back. So I said, hey, most of my podcasts I do in my car. You don't even need a studio. Get a mic. You don't even need a good one. Just get your message. I said, most of the shows on iTunes are terrible. They're boring. They're cookie cutter. It's like you left the job or you wanted to go launch your message, and now you're copying everybody else. It doesn't even make any sense. I can just get in your car and podcast. Go. Create momentum. Go, go, go. That was it. Send. So I posted it in the group. So Paulie Podcaster responds to me. Yeah, that's all well and good in my car when until I'm doing an interview and an ice cream truck shows up next to me. I'm like, oh, the old ice cream truck objection. I heard of time. I heard I ain't got no time. I've heard of money. I'm a Funzolo. I got that Italian disease called Mafunzolo. But I never heard the old ice cream truck objection. Wow. That's a new one to me. Hey, you win. So a couple things to that there, Paulie, podcaster. A, if indeed the ice cream truck shows up at the same time every day, why don't you not podcast from your car at that time? Just spitballing here. Just spitballing. B, you're crazy. To use that as an objection is absolute insanity. You don't care enough about getting a message out there. Get in your damn car and share the message. My God. I mean, everybody, you're overthinking success. I'm literally telling you, a guy with 15 million downloads is telling you just get in your car and download, because I do it all the time. I'm in front of Kroger everywhere. Why? Because it doesn't matter. It's the message. You're getting the message out there. You want to build a million-dollar movement? The gateway to that money is your content. That's it. There's no other way to get to the money without you sharing content. There's no other way to do it. But if you're going to use an ice cream truck as the objection, hell, what do I know? Ice cream sandwiches for everybody, I guess, and your podcast isn't get on iTunes. Oh, well, another dream dead in the graveyard because of an ice cream truck. Don't be like that guy, okay? Don't keep making excuses why your system or method isn't going to work, or the opposite. It's so special that you need time to develop it all together and put together a business plan and get programmers involved and membership sites and just all this coding language and you're so – no. Forget that, man. Get the message out. Every day you go without going for your dream, it's another day you're living in Averageville, talking about a hood, a should, a could, a someday, one day. None of that's on the calendar, man. None of that's on the calendar. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, no. They don't exist. They just, none of that's, nobody cares. You know who's going to care when you finally get that message out there and that content going and people want to pay you for your intellectual property and the service that you offer and the solutions you provide? That's when people start caring. Until then, you're just another guy sitting next to an ice cream truck waiting for the day to end. That's it. So I hope this message inspires you. I really do. I'll be back tomorrow. Before then, I want to coach with you. I want to work with you one-on-one. Hit me up. The kids are saying that these days. Hit me up. Sam@everydayisaturday.com. I'm looking for one person. Will it be you to launch your dream all around the world? And when you know what's coming, right? Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayisaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.